Hachette Audio presents My One and Only Duke, written by Grace Burrows, read by James Langton. To the Innocence Project. Chapter 1.
"You isn't to be hanged on Monday," Ned declared. "Old Fletcher's got the bloody flux. Can't stir but 2 feet from the chamber pot. Warden says no hangings on Monday."
Joy was the first casualty in Newgate Prison. When Ned skipped into Quinn Wentworth's cell, the boy's rare angelic smile thus had a greater impact than his words. An uncomfortable emotion stirred, something Quinn might once have called hope, but now considered a useless reflex.
"You mean I won't be hanged this Monday?"
Consternation replaced ebullience on the grimy little face.
"Old Fletcher might die, sir, and then who would they find to do the business? Your family will get you out, see if they don't."
Quinn had forbidden his siblings to get him out. Abetting the escape of a convicted felon was itself a hanging felony, as were 219 other crimes, among them stealing anything valued at more than 12 pence.
"Thank you for bringing me the news," Quinn said. "Have you eaten today?"
Ned studied 10 dirty little toes.
"Not so's I'd notice."
All manner of strange protocols applied in Newgate. One of the most powerful and feared bankers in London could invite a pickpocket to dine, for example, simply because the banker...